This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The fallout continues after a bomb exploded near a girls' school in a majority Shiite district of West Kabul Saturday, killing at least 30 people, many of them young people between 11 and 15. The Taliban condemned the attack and has denied any responsibility. The death toll is expected to rise significantly. Ambulances evacuated the wounded as relatives and residents screamed at authorities near the scene of the blast. The death toll, again, expected to rise. The bombing apparently aimed to cause maximum civilian carnage adds to fears that violence in the war-wrecked country could escalate as the U.S. and NATO end nearly 20 years of military engagement. Israeli police Saturday clashed with Palestinian protesters outside Jerusalem's Old City during the holiest night of Ramadan in a show of force that threatened to deepen the holy city's worst religious unrest in several years. Earlier, police blocked busloads of pilgrims headed to Jerusalem to worship. Police defended their actions as security moves, but these were seen as provocations by Muslims who accuse Israel of threatening their freedom of worship. Competing claims to East Jerusalem, home to the city's most sensitive holy sites, lie at the heart of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and have triggered serious violence in the past. The European Union cemented its support for Pfizer-BioNTech and its novel COVID-19 vaccine technology Saturday by agreeing to a massive contract extension for a potential 1.8 billion doses through 2023. The EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said her office has approved the contract for a guaranteed 900 million doses, with the same amount of doses as a future option. This is VOA News. The operator of a major pipeline system that transports fuel across the east coast of the United States says it's been victimized by a ransomware attack and has halted all pipeline operations to deal with it. Experts say the attack is unlikely to affect gasoline supply and prices unless it leads to a prolonged shutdown of the pipeline. Colonial Pipeline is not saying who's been demanded or what's been demanded or who's made the demand. Ransomware attacks are typically carried out by criminal hackers who seize data and demand a large payment in order to release it. The attack underscores again the vulnerabilities of critical infrastructure to cyber attacks. States across the United States are dramatically scaling back their COVID-19 vaccine orders as interest in the shots wanes, putting the goal of herd immunity further out of reach. Officials in Wisconsin have asked for just 8% of their federal allotment of doses for next week. The state of Iowa rejected 70% of its allotment. Kansas asked for less than 9%. Illinois plans to ask for only 9% of its allotment. Health officials say most people who want to get vaccinated have been able to find shots, resulting in softening demand. But according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, only about 32% of the nation's population has been fully vaccinated. The U.S. Navy has announced that it seized an arms shipment hidden aboard a vessel in the Arabian Sea. It is the latest such interdiction by sailors amid the long-running war in Yemen. The guided missile cruiser USS Monterey discovered the weapons aboard what the Navy described as a stateless, as traditional Mideast sailing ship. In an operation that began Thursday in the northern reaches of the Arabian Sea, the weapons seized included Chinese-made Kalashnikov-style assault rifles, sniper rifles, heavy machine guns, and rocket-propelled grenade launchers. Thousands of Colombians continued their protests across the country against the government they feel has long ignored their needs, allowed corruption to run rampant, and is so out of touch that it dared propose tax increases during the coronavirus pandemic. The demonstrations began last week after the government introduced a tax reform that would have squeezed the middle class. The administration withdrew it 4 days later, but the protests continued and grew as reports emerged of police violence, deaths, and disappearances. Most protests have been peaceful, but violence that has erupted during some demonstrations has resulted in at least 26 people dead, including one police officer. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.